Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your gardening couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 26th, 2012.
And this is episode 53.
Yay.
What?
Prime number.
It's a prime number. You got it right, babe.
And we have a special guest this evening, the esteemed Dr. Deidre Crocker. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Deidre.
Hey, everybody.
And some of you all who know my maiden name might know that she is my sister. She is my big sister. She's being a guest on the podcast, which I'm so excited about. We've been trying to get her on for three months.
It's been
a long time.
She's super busy. It was before Dragon Con.
She's a jet setter. She's always going somewhere or coming back from somewhere.
trying to when money allows me to.
So Deidre lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
And coming to you live from the ATL.
That's right.
From Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. And she's a pediatric allergist. Isn't that right? Pediatric allergist.
Allergist immunologist.
Get it right, Renee. Get it right.
Get it right.
So she deals with sickly kids and their parents. So I don't envy her. I think I'd rather do my work than hers. But thank you for joining us. She's going to talk to us about what she's doing and sometimes our interests cross, sometimes they don't, so it should be interesting.
Yeah.
But let's see. So we're gonna talk about our weekend.
I gotta hear what you did this weekend. So this weekend, one of the things that we did was yard work.
We did, and that's the awesome part about having a house is that you get to do yard work.
Right,
I'm so
right.
Jealous. I don't have
You're
a
jealous
yard.
Jealous, but you really want to do yard work, really?
I want a yard to be able. I want the option to be able to do yard work.
Yeah. Oh. I can understand that.
Hold on. Don't your neighbors trim your hedges for you even?
True.
you have the option to trim your hedges, but you don't.
Here's the thing. So she has the association thing where they come and do a yard.
Oh.
So why would she have hedge trimmers?
But she has the option to plant flowers, right? Don't you, Deidre?
We don't really have an association. I think they get sorry for me and they're like, let me just trim this poor girl's hedges. They're looking bad.
Well, what about your yard? Don't you have someone?
Your lawn. They come and cut your grass, right?
Oh, yeah. That little patch of grass in front. They do cut that.
Okay. So you have a place to plant flowers, right?
Yeah, I do have a little tiny plot that's like a little square.
See, you can plant flowers on that.
Yeah,
that is Beckham,
Deidre's
dog.
That is her awesome dog. That is
my nephew.
Yep, our nephew Beckham. What's up, nephew Beckham? You know we're recording tonight, so you gotta be quiet. like your cousins are gonna be quiet. I'm pretty sure they'll.
Yeah, they're tired, so they're chilling out. So yeah, we did yard work. Jay mowed the lawn.
Yep.
And he didn't let me mow any of it.
Well, you were pulling weeds.
He didn't let me mow any.
And
he's trying to be the man.
And someone's asleep when I start to go out to do lawn work.
Okay. No, see what was happening, we were watching American Idol and I kinda dozed off. I kind of woke up and Jay was giving me this disgusted look. Like, I can't believe
you. It was not a disgusted look.
I can't believe you went to sleep. And then,
it was probably more like Renee being Renee look.
And Jay was like, I'm going to mow the grass. And I said, okay. And then as soon as he started mowing, as soon as it started up, I got up and I vacuumed and I swept.
You did.
And I dusted and I did the kitchen.
And you were like, thank you for getting up to mow because that motivated me to get up and do something.
See, Deidre, you don't have anybody to help motivate you because if Jay wasn't here, I wouldn't even get up. I don't even know how you clean, because I would have a problem. I'd be like, it's just me in here.
Deidre, how do you clean?
I wait until things pile up and I can't stand it, and then I'll go on a cleaning frenzy for 2 days, and then I'll wait until things pile up.
Well, honestly, don't let it fool you. That's how it was in our old apartment.
Yeah.
We let it pile up, and then we get frustrated, and then, you know, we'll go and we'll clean it up and everything.
So we'll probably start doing that eventually, I bet.
Yeah. And the thing was is that we're trying to gauge the yard, because when we cut the front yard, I mean, the mower was shutting off because the grass is so high, and we had to figure everything out. It was just kind of crazy. And then afterwards, you know, I kind of sprayed the lawn with some of that weed control, but Renee was working it out in the flower bed.
Yep. Here's where I was fighting with the onions. Oh my gosh. Okay. So onions make my eyes go crazy. Like, I'm very sensitive to onions when I'm cutting them. Well, there's tons of wild onions in the flower bed. So I think it's what made my eyes start burning a ton.
That's why I was asked, did you wash your hands?
I did wash my hands. I know. Even just being around them makes my eyes. So there were like so many wild onions. So I tried to pull them up, but I didn't have a trowel at the time. I was just pulling them, and I wasn't even getting, you know.
A what?
A trowel.
Were you going to use them for anything? Cook or just
toss them? Jay, I said that his grandmother used to use wild onions.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
they aren't even that big. They're tiny.
But they're very strong.
They're very strong. Like I smelled like onions by the time I got done. So I was fighting with them. It was horrible. I didn't get any, like, even half of them. But on Sunday, we went to Home Depot, and we got a couple rakes. And
we got rakes, we got gloves.
Got a trowel. It's called a trowel. A
spade.
No, it's called a trowel. No, that's what it's called. It is.
I'm just messing with you.
Anyway, it's called a trowel, and then I was attacking the onions, and I pulled a lot, didn't I?
You did.
A ton. But then Jay was like, we can just use this weed be gone, and I think that's helping. But so Deidre, the weeds are dying, but they're still on the ground. So I don't know how to
still have to pull them up.
Yeah, I think I still have to pull them up. And if the roots are still there, I still have to dig them up anyway, right?
But they'll be easy to come up because the roots will be dead, so they won't won't have a grip into the...
I'll try that.
And you also have to understand that weeds don't have strong roots, you know, like normal plants. Mm. So
I was fighting with onions, and I hate wild onions. I don't care if you all love wild onions and you use them in your cooking. I hate them. and then we were guests on a podcast this weekend, one that we've been on a couple times. It's the Control Alt Wow podcast. Deidre, since I know you don't know, it's a podcast about people who play WoW, but they make alts. Alts is like they make a ton of characters on the same game, and then they have software that allows them to play multiple players, like multiple characters at the same time.
But some people consider that cheating.
So who considers that cheating?
Aprillion, them, when you use software.
When you use software, they consider it cheating. They just have two separate instances of the same game running.
Right.
They just flip back and forth. But it's called...
So you can be several people at the same time. So yeah. You can be at several places all at once.
Huh? Yeah, but they buy more than one account. So, like, I pay $15 a month for my account. They'll have three accounts for three different characters. So they'll pay, you know,
$45.
Thank you for the math, babe.
You're welcome.
they pay $45 a month to play three different characters. And some people have up to 10 accounts going.
See, I was just trying to see being rude or something like that by telling you. See, you had, you know, I was just trying to.
Whatever. So, so it's a podcast. Our friends Aprillion, Jeppy, Asheo, and Tidra, they talk about their alts and what they've been up to in a while. So we were on there because Tidra and Asheo were absent.
Right.
So that was super fun.
Right.
And then.
Oh, and you did this also, Deidre, but not with us, but you did it with some guests you had. You went to go see Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games, yes.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about more
and may
about
the
this
odds
in media.
Forever be in your favor.
May the odds be ever in your favor. So yeah, we saw Hunger Games. We're gonna talk about that a little bit more in media without spoiling. Toby's here. Toby's trying to get attention right now. It's crazy.
Right.
So is Beckham.
They're like, oh,
I know they're busy doing something. Let me stick my nose under their hand and get them to pet me.
Exactly.
So tell me what you did this weekend. I know you did something this weekend.
So I was sitting there relaxing on Friday, and then I get a call from Kim, who has also been a guest, who says, what are you, no, I think it was Danielle, what are you doing right now? And I'm like, I'm just chilling out. Are you home this weekend? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, we're on our way down.
So Kim and Danielle are our little twin sisters. They're 24 years old.
And so they came down with Danielle's husband, Dee. It must be nice to be young. We're at 7 o'clock at night. You can all of a sudden say, let's go down to, they were going to go to Florida, which is a good 10 to 12 hours away.
From Atlanta?
From Louisville. And then I was just thinking, so you're going to drive all through the night to get Florida? I was like, wouldn't it be better to stop in Atlanta and stay for a while? And they're like, yeah, maybe. That's a good idea.
See, that's like age over a youth there, right there. Like,
Yeah, see, see me, I would have stopped, I would have planned to stop in Atlanta anyway.
He wouldn't have even gone to Florida. You said that you wouldn't even gone to Florida.
No, I wouldn't have. I mean, because being in Atlanta has just been great.
Being in Atlanta is better than going to Florida. But Dad was angry.
He was livid. So I was trying not to, I was trying to be the big sister without, just giving them away. Because my parents called right after I talked to them. They're like, so what are you doing this weekend? What's going on? And so I did say that they were coming down, but I didn't say they were going to Florida. I said they were coming to Atlanta. And so he was kind of miffed that they were leaving at the last minute, but he seemed okay. But then when he talked to Danielle Kimberly, and he was like, what, they're going to Florida? He called our brother-in-law and said, you've got two of my daughters in that car. You are not driving to Florida.
He did not.
What?
Dad is... He does stuff like that, because we had dinner with him on Sunday, and we knew he was angry.
Oh, yeah.
Because, look, I said, Dad, so
no,
he would have been angry if they had even planned it. Like, if they had planned to go in advance, he said he still would have been angry. No. Dad said he wouldn't have been angry if they had planned it.
No.
He said he wouldn't have.
He would have been angry also in the amount of time, because it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's what he was angry about. He was like,
I thought he said he wouldn't have been angry, but because they decided to go at the last minute, then he was angry.
I don't know, man.
I think it was the time that, basically the only person driving was D.
Yeah.
And he does have a point.
Can't drive.
Because Danielle, I love her to death, but she's not the best driver. And then Kim, I guess neither of them can drive the truck necessarily.
They're a bit too short.
Well, I don't know. See, I'm more of the, now, if he had drove down to Atlanta, stopped in Atlanta, like he did, and then Saturday morning, go to Florida.
Spend all day there and then drive back to Atlanta that night, maybe.
Either that night or stay in Florida.
But they didn't get into Atlanta till 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I don't understand.
What were they doing?
What time did they leave?
They didn't leave till 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
That's the issue.
So because they got it 3 in the morning?
They must have stopped somewhere.
Maybe about 2:30 in the morning. So their plan was to get up at 7 and drive down to Florida. I knew that wouldn't happen.
Right.
So they ended up around 11, right? And then Dee's like, yeah, maybe. And so they decided, luckily, to stay in Atlanta, which is a good thing, because on Sunday, Dee got the itis after we went to the soul food restaurant to eat. So he had to come back and sleep anyway. And I was like, can you imagine if you were coming back from Florida right now?
Y'all had soul food.
Where'd y'all go?
We went to This Is It. Which
This
won
Is
Best...
It?
This Is It?
Isn't that a Michael Jackson song?
No.
No,
it is.
It's a movie. It's a documentary. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's
it. Is it like Down Home Southern?
It's where down home. It won on the Hoodie Awards. Oh, y'all don't have the Steve Harvey
Hoodie
Morning
Awards.
Show.
I'm looking it up now. This What's is the Hoodie Awards?
Yeah, Steve Harvey Morning Show has their Hoodie Awards, and so it won best barbecue in the country.
Oh, there it is. This is it. Ooh, barbecue. Oh, this is it right here. We're gonna throw this in the show notes. Food.
Oh, we're going to go there next time we come down.
Throw this in the show notes.
I haven't been to a good soul food restaurant in a while because we don't have any good ones here.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
All of our stuff here is just meat piled in a bunch of grease. That's all. And they call it soul food. It's pretty bad. But anyway, so
it's collard greens.
So you all went, did you all do anything Saturday?
We did. We got up and we went to the art museum.
Oh, that's
called
cool.
The Hahai Museum of Art. And they have like Picasso and African art, and get this, originally it's $18, but I think with your student ID it's $15, but today, the day we went, it happened to be pay whatever you want day.
Nice.
Nice, that's awesome. So what did you end up paying? Please don't tell me nothing.
No, there were some ghetto people who were trying to say nothing.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They weren't with you, though, were they?
No.
Okay.
Me and Kim both did $10. And D, I guess, was trying to be high roller, so he and Renee did $20 each.
He and Danielle, they did $20 each?
Did $20 each, and me and Kim did $10 each.
I wouldn't have did fancy. That. Nah, that's fancy.
Ooh, look at D and Danielle supporting the arts. They're like, we're not going to Florida, so we're saving all this money from not, hotel.
Yeah, because gas is high. I was surprised they decided to go there. Gas is like $4 a gallon. So
I know. And get this, we just missed Kevin Bacon.
What? He was there?
He was there. And a side note, I guess he's filming a movie in Atlanta because one of my patients, this is kind of a funny story. She came in with her eyes all swollen, all allergied out. And she's like, you got to help me. You got to do something. And she's like, I have a very important guest staying with me this weekend. She's like, don't tell anyone, but Kevin Bacon is filming a movie and he's staying at my house.
What? Did you say, can I get your order? Can I come over and see him?
I would have been like, yeah.
Okay, and so she's like, I can't have him see me like this.
I wonder if it's called R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D.?
Yeah, it's in post-production.
I don't know what the name of the movie is.
Renee's IMDb-ing.
I am. It's either the because it's not a TV movie. It could be. It's either the Untitled Kevin Williamson Project or it's R.I.P.D.
Or it's Walking Dead because,
Kevin Bacon's like a there's this one
zombie
on The Walking Dead that always looked like Kevin Bacon. Like during the first season, they always showed him all the time. It was hilarious.
Like it's Kevin Bacon.
Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
So that's awesome. Seems like you had a busy weekend.
So that was Saturday, and then when did y'all go see Hunger Games?
We after the art museum, we went to this place down. We walked to this place downtown and watched the game, the UofL game.
Right.
We're in this frou-frou restaurant, and then we're like, yay! And then they're looking at us like, won't y'all quiet down?
You Hicks from Kentucky?
Uh-huh. But we didn't get to see the end because D wanted to go, to the mall and get some other stuff done.
So you all missed the end?
We missed the
Not
most.
The movie,
well,
babe.
We left during halftime because it looked really bad.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie.
But it's okay to leave the game, but not the movie.
We left the UofL game. And then we went and shopping. And, of course, Danielle and Kimberly got shoes. And I guess D, too.
I was going to say, D got some shoes, too, I bet.
Because Danielle showed us D's shoe rack in their apartment. And he has more shoes than her. It's nuts.
You're really low, babe.
I'm really low?
Yeah, I wish you would really talk.
I am talking. I'm talking like I would normally talk.
But now you're talking like you normally would talk.
Okay. But sounds like you had an awesome weekend.
We did. And then we saw the Hunger Games that night.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll talk about that soon. I'm excited to talk about it.
Well, cool. Let's go bump on into some little tech real quick.
Tech.
technology.
All right. So just I know some of you that are waiting for the video portion of this podcast to come out. I'm working on a few things. I'm actually working trying to get Google Hangout on air so that I can actually record, you know, Renee and myself, and then also when we have a guest on, we can do a Google Hangout, and we'll be able to do a live show, and people can join and watch, and we'll be able to mute folks, and we can invite people, and we can have like a panel, and then once we're done, I'll be able to post that directly to YouTube. That'll be cool.
Yeah, so Jay won't have to do any rendering or anything. You just post it up, right?
Right, right, and Hangout on air is in beta right now. So I have a couple people that work for Google that I have in my circles, and I kind of reached out to one, and I'm grateful for him to, hopefully he'll be sponsoring me. I have to make sure he doesn't lose any street cred with the teams. And there's a whole lot there. And just fingers crossed that'll happen. If not, then, you know, we'll go on and do the XSplit with Justin TV or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, just hold on, everybody. I know you got used to seeing our beautiful smiles and faces on the screen.
So, do you have any technology? Any new gadgets? I know you aren't super into tech like we can be, but
that's an understatement.
Well, you did set up your Roku and stuff.
Yeah, you set up your Roku all by yourself.
I was very proud of myself. Yeah, well, I had some. I wanted to watch some TV. That was my incentive.
And then didn't you contacted Roku because she had something weird go on, and you didn't even contact us.
I know you didn't call us first.
I was so close, but I said, "Let me try and see if I could do this by myself."
Now that was kind of cool because I've heard people say that Roku's customer support isn't great.
Really? That's nice.
And I mean, was that your experience, nice, Deidre, or was it? It was fine.
No, the guy I had was actually pretty good, I must say.
Okay.
But it was so funny. So, Deidre, do you know we have these things called Chromebooks, right? And the Chromebooks, you basically just surf the net. It's just the only thing it has on it is a web browser, and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. So, Mom needed to look at some notes for some meeting she was going to. They had a 30-page document that they wanted them to print out, but she just wanted to look at it on the computer. It took me a good 15 minutes to explain to her that, no, Mom, you can't download it on the Chromebook. I was like, bless her heart. She's not the most tech savvy. So someone's mowing their lawn.
So it seems that our neighbor has decided that Monday is going to be his mowing day.
Out of all the days. But anyway, so it's okay if everybody's not tech savvy. I didn't used to be either, even though Mom insisted I was, because I was
the only one
who knew how to set up the answering machine, and I knew how to set up
the VCR,
and I could set up the game system when we had an Atari and a Nintendo.
Right.
So apparently that makes me tech savvy, Jay.
It does.
In our family, it does.
And it's funny because one of the questions that I had asked for the Hangout beta, it was like, what's your tech level? Mom or Google engineer?
Mom. That's funny. Aww. But soon Mom's going to be just as tech savvy as the kids. So
I know. So I was able to, you know, I wasn't quite a
Google Air, though. That's awesome.
I wasn't quite a Google engineer. But yeah.
All right.
Well, we're going to bump on into a little media.
Media.
Wow. So, last week, so you know we do this thing where we roll the dice to figure out which movies we're going to watch from my Netflix queue.
No, Deidre probably doesn't know that.
Oh, she doesn't listen to the podcast.
She's too busy to listen to the podcast.
I've listened to a few podcasts.
You heard that? I listened to a few.
Well, we have this thing where we roll the dice, and that's what we decide to watch. Mm-hmm. So last week we rolled and we got Valley of the Dolls, which is a 1967 movie with Patty Duke.
Patty Duke's in it.
And we also got another movie from 1981 called Caveman that had Ringo Starr in it.
So Valley of the Dolls, I had heard of it before. I thought it was a classic, but I don't think it was considered a classic. It's tells the story of three women who get into show business and their downfall. Patty Duke plays she basically goes into a spiral. It's pretty bad. But it wasn't horrible, Jay.
No, it wasn't horrible. It was about not. Three
stars. Have you ever heard of Valley of the Dolls, Deidre, at all?
I've heard of it, but I didn't know anything about what it's about. How do you all choose these movies? Do you, I mean,
we roll dice.
So there are movies that are in our queue.
They're already in your queue. Mm-hmm,
so, yeah, they're already in our instant queue.
So we have 164 movies in our queue, and some of those movies are from recommendations from friends, or movies that Renee, you know, may have heard about from someone else. And, you know, just a few of those things. So we kind of, you know, throw them in there and then we'll roll the dice and figure out which ones we want to watch. And we do two, you know, we do two a week. So those were the two that we got last week. And Renee has her dice ready.
Yeah. So, but we have to talk about Valley of the Dolls. So
I said what I wanted to say about Valley of the Dolls.
Okay. So what about Caveman?
Caveman was funny. In a way.
So Caveman, Deidre, they did not, there were only like two English words spoken in the whole entire movie. They did grunts and groans.
No, there were five to explain. So there was Bobo.
Well, no, English words.
No,
had subtitles?
No subtitles. But no,
they used words, but they weren't English.
Babe, the Asian man came out and translated.
Well, yeah.
And so it was for all the words. It was Zug Zug, which meant sex. Have sex.
Yeah.
There was Bobo. That meant friend or broken. And there was matcha.
Monster.
That was monster.
Ulu or ula was food. Yeah. So, yeah. So so basically they did grunts and groans.
And there was
doo doo.
Kaka.
It was kaka, I thought.
And, well, they said kaka, doo doo, and then you end up saying shit anyway. So. But like Renee said, there was no dialogue. I mean, it was all caveman grunts. But there was a point where. There were like 5 to 7 words.
Yeah, but most of the movie was in grunts and groans.
Yeah.
And it was, and guess who was in the movie, Deidre?
Kevin Bacon? I don't know.
Yes, Kevin Bacon was in there.
No, he was not. It was Olive Oil herself, Miss Shelley Long.
Oh.
This is her first theatrical movie ever. And they said when she did the... audition, she didn't speak any English. She did her whole audition with grunts and everything, and that's what got her in to play the part in the movie.
But yeah, so this isn't a movie you want to go out and see, though, Deidre. This is not.
It's one of those movies you watch it once and be like, I've seen it once, you know.
Like, I'm
guessing it's not a interesting plot.
It's a basic plot of
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, think of. That's so Jay's fault.
Yep.
Think of Revenge of the Nerds. Lowly, geeky guy is trying to get the girl, but the jocks have the girl. So he ends up becoming better than the jocks, and he ends up not even wanting the girl, the popular girl then, and wants the girl that was with them all along kind of plot.
Right.
So, yeah.
The classic 80s movie.
Yeah. We've seen that plot a billion times, so. Yeah.
Right.
So we're gonna choose new movies.
Renee's rolling. Here. I have a Netflix queue up.
My four sided dice is one, and my odd four sided dice is zero.
All right.
Let's see. And it's odd, so it's a zero. It's 72.
72 is gonna be My Name is Bruce.
My Name is Bruce.
Bruce Campbell?
Is it really?
Yes.
Yes.
Finally. Do
you know you probably don't know who Bruce Campbell is, do you?
Deidre? I have no idea.
Have you heard of Burn Notice?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's in Burn Notice. He's in a few other things. So 72.
Let me see some movies here that Bruce Campbell has been in that you may know. He was in Army of Darkness, which I know you haven't seen.
Because it's a scary movie, and Deidre does not do scary movies.
I don't.
Yeah, you won't know any of the movies that he was in, because they were mostly, you know, cult type.
We saw a movie you would have hated. It was about this girl, about this person who went around and made people choose different things, or he would like he'd be like, your fingers or your hearing, and he would like either chop off your fingers or stick a drill through your ears. And
it was for a piano musician.
Yeah, and for this model, he was like, your eyes or your face, and
your beauty or your eyes.
Yeah, so I know Deidre would have had her face covered up the whole entire time.
Oh yeah, I would have. I can't do scary movies.
All right, so the second role. So we have My Name Is Bruce.
Yep,
that looks promising.
Yeah, I mean it's a cult. Come on, man.
Okay, it's even. So it's one. So right. 183.
Oh, you have to roll that again. Or we're going to take the last one.
Oh, yep. We'll take the last one.
No, roll it again because I just added something. I mean, I guess I can. Here, so the one I just added was Under Suspicion. It's a Morgan Freeman movie.
183, Under Suspicion.
So it's 164, actually.
That's fine. That's okay. We're going to add stuff and move stuff around, so I put it on there. Everybody likes Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Speaking of Morgan Freeman, they were showing Shawshank on this weekend.
Yeah, three times all this weekend.
So, all right, awesome.
So I'm just going to let you know, Grumpy Old Men is about to go off on the
That's
first.
That's okay. I've already seen Grumpy Old Men.
Sirena, the one with George Clooney.
So, ooh. Yep.
I thought that was Syriana.
Oh, Syriana. There we go then.
Is that one going off too?
Yep.
All right, so I added it.
I'm dropping that up. I'm putting that up.
We're going to watch that one, too. Ooh, this is going to be a super movie.
Do you want to see RoboCop, too?
That can... maybe. That's at the end of the list, if we watch it. RoboCop,
so too. I threw it up there. Oh, and Riding in Cars with Boys.
Oh,
I saw that. That was a good movie.
Riding in Cars
Have you seen
Boys.
That, babe?
No.
Okay, we'll watch... This is what we'll do. We'll watch the two that we have to. Okay. Which won't be hard anyway.
No.
Because they're good. But Riding with Carver Boys, maybe we'll watch that tonight or something. And then
I like movies. So, and our DVRs are under control.
Yep.
So I'm not freaking out. Have you noticed I've been freaking out about them?
Yeah. Well, it's the control. House. We're in the house and you've been kind of calm a little
I've
bit.
I've been mellow.
You've been mellow since we moved here.
Mellow. So, I'm gonna move this down. So we saw Hunger Games, and we're gonna talk about Hunger Games without giving anything away. So
what were your thoughts on Hunger Games, Deidre?
Well, I thought that the books are pretty gruesome, and I think for the audience, they were trying to take out some of that gruesomeness, I guess, to give it a PG-13 rating,
exactly.
Partially.
Right,
and
right.
I know some people said that they should have pushed it and gave it an R rating and because the violence is a big part of it.
You know,
violence is what makes it what it is.
Right. Now, I don't think they needed to. I think they were able to convey the violent nature of the movie. Now, see, I'm not a big UFC fighter.
Well, yeah, I didn't quite want to see some of the,
exactly.
I mean, the gruesome stuff like played out there, but
okay. But I'm a big proponent of making the movie as close to the book as possible. I'm a huge proponent of that,
right?
And it's really hard because you have to admit, Deidre, that book had so much stuff in it.
See, even in my mind, with me reading, even I'm not sure if it's true for you, Deidre, but in my mind, as I was reading the book and hearing the violence, it was not as visual. Not because of the book, just because of my mind, and I wouldn't take myself there.
Mine was pretty visual when I was
reading.
That
doesn't surprise me any at all.
Whatever. But so I think it would have been better as a TV series on like HBO.
Okay.
Because Deidre, do you feel like they didn't flesh out the characters enough? Like I found myself not caring about some of the characters like I should have. I did in the book.
I think they really should have tried to flesh out. But, I mean, it's hard to do in a two-hour movie.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was thinking. It would be better as a TV show. Something so deep. And there are two other books. And the time period spans, I think, two and a half to three years.
For the three books.
Yeah, for the three books. So they could have stretched that out. But for what it was good. I thought it was good for what it was.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
For what they had to work with.
I mean, I agree. I think that they did actually stick pretty close to the plot wise, very close to the book.
Right.
Yeah, but and I could tell that they were, you know, trying to be loyal to the readers there, or else they would have had a bunch of teenagers really mad. But
yeah, right. And like I was saying to Jay, a lot of the dialogue in the book was internal. Mm-hmm. You know, so how do you convey that, you know, through
when Katniss is feeling something, you know?
They should have probably had, you know, what is it called, where they have someone talking, like a narrator,
maybe like her talking about her internal feelings would have been good. But
yeah,
Hunger Games, you don't need to read the book to go see the movie. My parents are gonna go see it. I told them you definitely don't need to read the book. But it would be interesting to see what Mom thought about the book, though.
But there are some things that they may see in the movies where they're kind of like, such and such thing looks crappy, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's like, well, if you had read the book, you would understand what that thing was and why it looked the way that it did.
Right, so.
You know, because
there are certain.
Because there was, you know, certain, there was certain, there was something that looked wrong.
Right.
It was CGI, but people that didn't read the book didn't understand why it looked the way it did.
Yeah, and there's a character in the movie called Rue, and they casted her as a little black girl. Mm-hmm. These people were mad.
Why were they mad?
Because
she's black.
Because she's black. And even
people
in the
were mad.
And they
were mad because she was black. That's what, why?
Because
here,
they
I'm
failed
to link in here for you.
Because they failed to remember in the book when the author had described Rue that she was darker skin.
Well, they said basically she was black.
I know.
Right.
In the book.
Well,
yeah.
Right.
So I was
yeah.
like, why were they mad? They were true to the book.
Because they don't remember that, and they were really upset. And there were people on Twitter. Yeah, saying some pretty mean stuff.
Yeah, did you just take a look at that post whenever you get a chance, like just like after the podcast or whatever, it's fine. But
well,
people,
you can look at it now.
Or you can look at it now. But people were tweeting that it ruined the movie for them.
Right.
And
they
either
have
called
a black girl in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even called her a black bee. Someone actually called her that.
Right. So, and the thing is that, you know, and we're going to leave the link in the show notes, but just to let you know, if you haven't seen the movie or if you have not read the book,
there is a spoiler.
There is a spoiler in there. So just be aware, you know, with that. But it really irked me. And a lot of people that had tweeted stuff, they had captured those Twitter accounts and they had you put it in this news article. And a lot of those people have actually changed their Twitter handle or locked their account or they have apologized for and said they didn't mean
because
to sound racist.
Some of the stuff they said was crazy. And especially if you go to the bottom and click on the big one that has like 9 different tweets on there. But it's like, and they were mad about because Senna was played by
Lenny Kravitz. Yeah.
And people were mad about that. And Thresh even. It's like, come on.
Right. People. And they even said Thresh was the same color as Rue.
Yeah. So I just think people just need to get over things, you know?
They just need to remember, remember when they read, you know?
Yeah.
But even if they had had them, if they didn't say what color they were, what's the problem with having some black people
exactly.
in movies?
That was
exactly.
the thing. Like, even in the book, the main character was described as having olive skin and dark hair, but they made her pale, 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 and just dyed her hair dark.
Right, and some people were like, you know, nobody didn't say anything about, some people thought Katniss was a Native American, you know, from the book.
When I pictured the girl from True Grit,
I don't know why. Yeah.
That was what I'd had
I
in my
see,
head.
Because she has more olive skin.
Right.
Olive skin tone. So
right.
that would be mm-hmm. good. So, yeah. But the main character is actually from Kentucky, for those of y'all who didn't know.
Yep.
Yeah,
she is.
Kentucky connection.
And
we need a hoedown. Someone needs to give us a country style Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky connection.
Connection.
And the North Carolina connection, because they recorded the whole Hunger Games in North Carolina.
Yep.
Up
that
in
was,
up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, up in the Appalachian Mountains.
So that's why everything was so pretty.
Yep, that is why it was so beautiful.
So Hunger Games, go check it out. It was a good movie. It is the third top grossing movie of all time.
And I have to say, what did you think about the camera action at the very beginning of the movie, Deidre?
It was making me sick.
It was Yes. Horrible.
So just to let people know that may get motion sickness by playing first person shooter games, or you know, any movies that do quick moves, or if you watch a video of a roller coaster and it's like in first person, just be aware that the first, you know, there's a lot of camera techniques, I guess. I wouldn't even call it a technique, but the camera moves pretty fast and it kind of tries to give you that realistic sensation that you're in the action.
And it just kind of sucks because we were, do you know the seat at the very, very super, super front where you got to kind of lean up to look? We had to sit there.
My neck's kind of hurting, I think. Still.
Is it? Mine's fine.
Or I slept hard last night, one.
So, yeah. So that's Hunger Games. And then there was a premiere.
Last night.
Mad Men came on.
Yep.
Did you watch it, Deidre? Are you a Mad Men fan?
I'm not. I guess I've only seen bits, like half of an episode once.
You should watch it because it's on Netflix.
Oh, no. It was weird.
Okay, last night's was weird. Some people loved every second of it. Last night's was a little uncomfortable.
It was the weirdest episode I've ever watched. But I will say that episode had more black people in it than any of the...
The first
four seasons combined.
Was it four? Two.
I think they're in the fifth season, aren't they?
No, this is the third season.
Really?
Yeah. Well, but yeah, there aren't a lot of black people in that show, but this one had a ton. But it was a 2-hour premiere. Everybody's been waiting for it a long time. Or maybe
this is the fifth season.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Huh.
This is the fifth season. I thought it was because we watched three seasons during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
But Deidre, you'll get into it. You'll really, if you start watching it, you'll get into it. It's pretty good. Mad Men came on. It was weird. I'm not going to give any spoilers. You know,
it was just weird.
The whole cast is there. January Jones did not make an appearance.
Yes.
But but she'll be in next.
How you know?
Because it said on the little intro.
I guess she's not going to go anywhere.
No, she's not going anywhere.
January Jones.
And then I started playing a new game. Well, I continue playing Mass Effect 2. I'm getting good. I'm getting in there.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully I'll finish sometime.
Yeah, then you'd be ready to buy Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect 3 came out, and I'm still on Mass Effect 2. That's how I am with games. I get so behind. There's so many games, I don't have time to finish them all. And for our audience, Deidre's not a gamer. She's an iPhone gamer.
Have you played any iPhone games this week?
I'm still only on Angry Birds. That's how bad I am.
You should try this new iPhone.
Angry Birds.
There's this new iPhone game. There's a free version, but I would suggest getting the one that costs $1. It's called Draw Something. And you basically, it's like Pictionary and Scrabble kind of mixed together. Like you draw something on the screen and you have different colors and brush widths and all that. And your friends have to guess what it is. So it's really big now. They actually got bought by Zynga. Zynga is the company that makes Farmville and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They actually bought OMG Pop that makes the game. So,
right.
So you could get into that. I quit because I had too many games and it was too much for me to handle. So I just, I quit. But Jay still plays.
She couldn't handle the pressure of letting someone down if she messed up.
Anyway, we're not going to talk about it. So there's, and then Mist of Pandaria, which is the new expansion, Deidre, of World of Warcraft. It's coming out hopefully this fall. The beta started, but not for us.
Not yet.
QQ.
There
was a deal if you got a year's worth of WoW, they guaranteed you access, early access into the beta. But they've kind of changed the status and said now it's going to come in waves, is what they said. So we're not in the first wave.
Okay, that's fine.
So, Deidre, in this expansion, you get to be pandas. It's adorable.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
Well, It's adorable to be a panda, but it's still hardcore.
It's still,
it's still World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it's still World of Warcraft. It's still kind of hardcore.
There's still a war going on.
Yeah, there's still a war. And then I started playing StarCraft 2.
Because Renee forgot that she had bought it.
But the thing is, though, I installed it, and you know what? It's just a starter edition.
What?
It's a starter edition. Like, I don't have all the missions and everything. Don't narrow your eyes, babe.
No, I'm not narrowing them at you. It's just weird.
Starter edition. Yeah, it's really weird. And I was like, I'm not going to play this when I have access to everything. So I was just like, forget it.
Maybe you didn't buy it.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe they give it to everybody to make you buy it.
Maybe that's what it was.
Because I swear I don't remember buying it.
The teaser. Yeah,
it's a teaser.
Yeah, it must be a demo or something.
So I did play games. Jay played a game, Journey.
Oh, yeah, I played Journey. We didn't add it in the show notes. There's this game that's on the PSN network that a friend of mine, Hakito Eric, had talked about called Journey. And the reason this came up was that my continued frustration with another game I got called Dear Esther that really wasn't a game. It was a interactive story. There's this game called Journey, and it's Journey, and it's about this. What's it called, babe? What do you call those type of people that migrate from place to place, or Deidre?
Nomads?
Yeah, it's like a nomad. It's like you're in this deal where you're trying to get to this mountain that this light is shooting out of. And I'm sitting there playing, and I'm trying to figure out what I need to do. And then all of a sudden, there's this translucent version of me standing there next to me, and I'm like, this is interesting. And all of a sudden, I see this translucent version of me start doing some of the steps, and I started following that person or whoever that computer was. And come to find out, this game is made around other people playing. So that was actually somebody that was there playing a game at their house. I couldn't talk to them, or I don't know their name or anything like that. But I went through over 50% of this game thinking I was following a computer through the game. And so basically I found out that it was actually another person on the PSN network, which is really cool. And had I known at that time, I would have finished the game so that I would have gotten an achievement, because that was the same person I was with the whole time. And at the end of the game, when you beat it, it tells you who all you played with during that time.
That's awesome. So you haven't finished it yet, though, right?
No, I haven't. I have like probably like 25% left.
So, well, did you go on with your Angry Birds? That's awesome. Have you beat it yet?
Y'all making fun of me?
No, I'm not. Nah. I don't even play Angry Birds. It has wonky physics. But I have been reading, as I always do. I did finish the third book of the Hunger Games a couple weeks ago.
I haven't even started the second one yet.
The third book, I didn't like it as much as the second. The third book, it felt really rushed, especially at the end. And it was I didn't like a lot of things that happened at the end.
And
I'm not gonna spoil anything, but let's just say it just feels really rushed and it feels like she was trying to hurry up and finish the story.
Oh, well, okay. So it's kind of a letdown.
I think so.
And then in the movie, there's a couple of things that happen in the movie that you probably questioned, Deidre.
Yeah, because if you hadn't seen the second book, I was just like, I didn't remember reading that part.
Right. So that was actually, there were two parts that we saw that was actually in the second book. And that's kind of what.
Yeah.
And that's kind of pushing me now to go read it now to figure out.
Yeah, like, what the heck? I don't remember that.
I'm like, ooh. I like your little preview. Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm sure some people will like the third book. I'm interested to see what Jay says about the third book.
Well, Mockingjay. I got to finish the
Chasing Fire.
Chasing Fire.
So I'm continuing reading this book called A Masalan Book of the Fallen, Collection 1 by Steven Erickson. It is a boring, boring, boring book. And
why are you reading it?
Because this is what Renee does. She started the book, so she has to finish it.
Has to finish it. That's right.
And Renee, from what I understand, with me, since we've been together, you've thrown one book.
I have thrown one book across the room. I can't do this anymore because I have my Kindle.
Right, but you threw one previous to that before, but
it was bad.
Yeah, so.
But I will continue reading a book if it's boring or if it's bad. I'll continue reading it.
And she'll come back. That's the hardest book I ever read. I said I would have stopped.
I'm like, but I didn't because you know me. Do you have time to read, Deidre? You probably don't have time, do you?
She has a lot of time to read medical reports and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not as much time as I would like, especially not in the spring. So right now I'm not reading anything but work.
Well, yeah. I guess The Hunger Games is next on your list, right? When you get some time.
The second book, I'm trying to figure out how I can read it for free, but the library list is a mile long, so I'll have to buy it.
If you borrow your mom's Kindle.
Have you thought about getting a Kindle, Deidre?
I've thought about it, but I really like the feel of paper books.
You think that, but then when you get a Kindle, you probably
change
your mind.
I don't know.
You're like, oh, my hand isn't tired from holding those pages back while I'm reading.
Because Kim and Mom said the same thing, and now they like love the Kindle.
Really?
Yeah, really.
And you know, if you get a Kindle, you have access to some books.
Yeah, because we have a huge book library.
That is true.
So, but yeah, it's funny because I actually been thinking about selling my Kindle that I have.
Really?
And
oh, that's right. He did say
and
that.
And buying a refurbished Kindle Fire.
Because he's crazy.
But I don't know if I'm going to or not.
But anyway, so yeah.
Well, when you're going to be up here soon, right?
Oh, Derby.
Oh, okay.
I'm coming up.
Well, you know what? If I let you borrow my other Kindle, Kim would be upset because Kim was borrowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She stole it from y'all for a while so she can finish reading that second book.
All right.
The Hunger Games. Yep.
Well,
So outside of Hunger Games and reading medical reports and everything,
have you done any other
Any other type of media?
Any movies or TV shows?
Let's see. I'm really into The Voice. And Smash.
Yeah.
We like The Voice and Smash too. I haven't seen the latest Smash, have we?
Yeah,
saw the latest Smash.
Are you all, is the Catherine McVie character getting on your nerves?
A little, because she's naive.
She's too naive. I mean, I just want to go through the screen and slap her.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Me too.
And the other girl, I'm ready to punch her in the face.
Yeah, the other girl is
like,
just
we don't like anybody
stupid.
On the show.
And the mom is ignorant either. And when she started crying because of something else,
and then
she was like, "Oh, I'm going home. I just don't feel well." It's like, what you expect?
And then like Ellis, I can't stand Ellis.
Ellis gets on my nerves. I'm like, why did he have to be black?
Why did annoying character be like? I don't know. So yeah, I like that stuff too. So
he's giving black people a bad name.
Yeah.
So
those are some of the things we watch too.
Yeah. So if you guys trying to figure out who we're talking about, we're talking about the hit TV series Smash. Mm-hmm. It's about a Broadway production series working on a show called Marilyn, aka Marilyn Monroe. So
yeah. So
There's too many Marilyn references, though, because they're like, what would Marilyn do in this situation?
I'm just going to pop a bunch of pills and keep popping them until I OD.
Marilyn's mom did the same thing to her like you're doing to me, mom. I hate you. It's like, really? Y'all need to hurry up and end the series before I get on my last nerve.
So, yeah. So, that's the media for this week.
Let's pop on into some food.
Food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Yes, food, Deidre. And guess what? I cooked nothing this week.
I cannot believe that. You always
have. I know.
Yeah.
I was lazy this week.
What it was.
Pure laziness.
On Sunday, I cooked. No. You made a marinade for that chicken.
That does not count. I threw a whole bunch of stuff in a bag.
I grilled that chicken.
I was sitting there making lunch, and Jay was like, hey, can you make a marinade for the chicken? And I was like, okay. So I threw in some Worcestershire sauce, some soy sauce, some mustard seed. I just threw a whole bunch of stuff in a bag.
And I grilled it up, and oh my goodness, it was amazing.
So
we had an amazing grilled We had grilled chicken, broccoli, salad, mashed baked potatoes.
Cause I make my baked potatoes in a special way, Deidre. I like put butter and seasoning salt on the outside, and mm-hmm. I microwave them for 6 minutes, and I turn them, and I microwave them for another 6 or 7, and then I take it and I split it in the middle, and I spread it across the entire plate. I put cheese all over it, and bacon bits mm-hmm. and butter, and then I put it in the microwave and melt the cheese. Then I add on the sour cream. Oh, so good.
That's a lot of work, but it sounds
It's good. Not a lot of work. It's great. It's awesome. So yeah. I didn't cook anything, but Meijer has good cookies, don't they, Jay?
Yeah, they have pretty good cookies.
So Jay is always hating on Meijer, Deidre. I don't know why, but he's always hating on Meijer, saying Meijer doesn't have good products. Meijer
does not have good products.
They do too. Everything I've gotten from there is good so far.
I've not really been to Meijer because I guess we don't have Meijer down here.
Because it's not
good. I used to go to Meijer all the time when I was in college.
That's why Renee likes it. It's nostalgia. Yeah.
They actually have good stuff. You even said, damn you, Meijer, for having good cookies.
I don't recall ever saying
that. Oh, he's such a liar.
Oh, now I'm a liar.
You're such a liar.
Oh,
whatever.
I'm a liar now.
They had these double chocolate chunk cookies, Deidre. You would have liked it. You like chocolate.
I love chocolate. That sounds good.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
So I didn't cook anything, but I am going to cook tomorrow, and I'll talk about it more on next week's podcast. I'm gonna make black bean burgers.
But I want to hear about this place. This is it.
So tell us a little bit more about
I'm looking at this website.
So this is it, barbecue.com. Is this your first time going there, or have you been there before?
I've been there about 2 or 3 times before. I'm ashamed to say that for our holiday Christmas party, instead of making my macaroni and cheese, I went to This Is It.
I bet you everybody was like,
I bet you no one
complained.
They were like, yeah, this is great macaroni and cheese. I was like, thank you.
That's me turning the menu page. Uh-huh. Apparently on the website.
Who are the people on the logo?
Those are the founders,
and they've got their
pictures.
That's
not Keith Sweat.
Oh, I thought that was Keith Sweat.
No,
bang bang.
So, for you listeners out there, we have included the website to This Is It. So, if you're in the Atlanta area, looks like you may want to stop in there. Cause I know next time we're down there, I'm hoping we can swing by there.
How much for one rib? One rib.
I want one rib.
Well, according to them, it's $3.29.
Really?
Yes. You can add one rib. You can add one piece of fish, one piece of catfish, one piece of tilapia, one rib, or 3 shrimp.
That is awesome.
You can add one rib.
Yes. I usually get the barbecue chicken, but the ribs are good. Then they've got like chopped pork. They've got like barbecue chicken, like chopped in a sandwich. They've got chitlins.
I see that. It's gross.
Is it fried chitlins or just regular?
I guess it's regular.
Deidre doesn't like chitlins either, so. Sorry, Jay. Jay likes fried chitlins.
Yeah, I like fried chitlins. I don't do the bowl chitlins. Ugh.
The sweet potato was amazing. It was good sweet potato.
Yeah, well, when we come down there, we're going to go to This Is It. Ooh, and they have strawberry shortcake. They have banana pudding.
Now, we still have to.
Potato pie. Shut your mouth.
Now, we have to make sure we go by Flying Biscuit.
Okay, we will go to Flying Biscuit, but I want to go to This Is It.
So, if you had a choice, Deidre, would you go to Gladys Knight's or would you go to This Is It?
Ooh, it just depends. Gladys Knight's is kind of if you've got some money and you want some upscale soul food.
That's like an oxymoron. Upscale soul food.
That is true. Gladys Knight's like bougie soul food. And then This Is It is down home, just good, but a good value.
Yeah, I see that because the meals are between $9 and $11.
Okay.
About.
Okay.
So it's not too bad. All right, so tell us about how you cook. Deidre, do you cook or do you generally just, you know, make something quick? I know you're busy, so.
I have to be in the mood to cook, so.
I do too.
I can't say that I've done a lot since I've been pretty busy seeing sneezing patients, but when I'm in the mood to cook, like I'll do quite a bit. Like I do some chicken and different. I won't say chicken. I'm trying to remember the last thing I cooked, actually, because it's been a while.
That's okay. Sometimes I just make do with, like, a peanut butter sandwich, and Jay's like, what am I going to eat?
But then last night, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go to the store.
Jay's like, I'm just going to go. Cause
I'm out.
Because I didn't eat last night because we ate over at Mom's around 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I wasn't hungry. Okay. No, it was around 3.
Yeah.
And then I ate a lot, and I wasn't hungry again.
But yeah, I purposely didn't eat a lot because I know they had like what's it called? They had like just pretty much leftovers from the whole week.
Yeah, Mom was like, I just do leftovers from the whole week, and there was okra in there. She had mixed okra with spinach. It was a little slimy.
And Brussels sprouts.
I tried Brussels sprouts for the first time.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts aren't that bad.
They're not that bad, but. I don't know.
I told Renee, you know, make sure you cut it. You know, one of the big things is that some Brussels sprouts, if you just plop them right in your mouth whole, and then you bite into them, they kind of explode in your mouth.
Ew, gross.
So you kind of want to cut them in half, you know, and then eat them that way.
So, yeah. So, but I understand cooking takes a lot of time.
Right.
So, like, if I had more time in my day, like, if I didn't work, I think I'd cook more.
Yeah, I mean, I actually like cooking breakfast better than anything else. Like, I did make pancakes. Yes, I make the best pancakes, but I'll put, like, caramelized bananas. Like, I will, you know.
Ooh, I want cut some up. Deidre pancakes.
I'll Ooh. Put some bananas and kind of put some butter in there and fry them up and put some sugar on both sides. And then put
okay,
that
I
up
want
with
Deidre
pancakes.
So that sounds amazing.
You like it's that because it sounds like Bananas Foster.
Yeah,
I love banana pancakes.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, you know, next time we go to Atlanta, you could go to Bahama Breeze.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to all these places.
We had to go down there more than once. I guess.
I know. Because
that taco place was
amazing.
Me. What's the name of that taco place we went to? Tornadoes? No.
No, but I've got another one that's even better.
A better really? Taco place than the one we went to? Ooh.
Yes.
How many taco places do you all have?
One,
I mean, I had a group on. This place was so good. It's called Takira Tsunami. It's kind of a Latin Asian fusion place.
Uh-oh.
But it has the best tacos. Okay.
Oh, snap.
Okay. We need to go there because I am a sucker for those taco places. So. All
right. So we're going to plan a trip to Atlanta. You think that's going to happen before Nerdtacular?
I think so. We can either go in April, that's next month. We can either go in April or we can go. Deidre's coming up in May, and Nerdtacular is in June, so it had to be probably.
I don't know. We'll
Are you see. Going to the family reunion, Deidre?
I might, because it's not that far away. We'll
That's
see.
True. Yeah, we don't know if we're going.
So here's the conversation we had when we were around with your folks to, to go eat on Saturday. So we called dibs at staying at your house the Thursday before the family reunion.
Yeah, everybody was like, dibs, I'll stay with Deidre.
So Renee and Jay staying at Deidre's the Thursday night before, because I was like, maybe we can drive down Thursday night and stay at Deidre's, you know, invite myself. Isn't that how your brother-in-law does?
No, that's good. I'm all for that. Come stay with me, because I have that Friday off, so we can kind of.
See, it works out awesome.
So we might do that. So.
So, we may come down the Thursday before and hang out with you.
That'd be cool.
All right, we're going to move on into a little odds and ends. Valentine's odds and ends. Odds and ends. Speaking of driving, we're going to be driving to Nerdtacular in Utah. From Louisville to Utah.
Yeah, Deidre, I didn't tell you that yet, but we're driving. It is 26 hours from Louisville to Utah.
Mr. Crocker's mad.
Oh, yeah, he's mad at us. No, he's mad. He's irritated at us because we're driving 18 hours the first day.
Yeah, we're driving. So we have some friends.
Y'all are crazy.
So we have some friends that stay in Denver, outside
Vail.
Of Denver.
Yeah, they stay in Vail, Colorado.
And so we're going to drive. We're going to get up early one morning.
Either get up early or, I don't know, leave that night.
We're not leaving that night. I don't feel comfortable leaving that night.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I know you probably won't get there earlier, but no, I just don't.
Okay.
The earliest I'll probably leave is 3 a.m. would probably be the earliest that we will leave.
Okay. That sounds good to me. 3 a.m. is good to go.
I mean, I try to reduce the amount of time we're going to be on the road at night, you know, because I hate deers. I hate elk.
I don't
blame you. So, we're driving to Utah, which is, all right, so to fly, it'll cost us $1,000 just for the flight, Deidre.
Oh, wow. And yeah, driving, I can see why you're driving.
Driving there and back is going to cost us like $500 to $600.
Right, right.
So it's works out to be cheaper. So
right. And so and the reason we're driving 18 hours is that we save on hotel costs. But we are wise enough to know if we're tired before those 18 hours, we will stop and get a hotel room.
Or sleep on the side of the road.
Because Renee wants to save money.
I don't want to hear about some crazy coming and breaking into your car.
I'm telling you, you need to talk to your sister.
We'll get a hotel.
See, your mom has instilled in you about spending money.
I hate spending money.
And it's, that costs money.
You and Kim are just vying for the
Kim's worse than me.
I don't know, man.
Kim still doesn't have a bed.
That's true.
You're putting her out like that.
Well, she's fine. She tells people she doesn't have a bed.
Well, she has an air bed.
Yeah, this is funny. When Kim came to stay with me, she just like was like, oh, a bed. She sounded like the guy from The Blind Side.
Oh, my God. A bed? I'm not going to stay on the couch? Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's awesome.
It's like a bed.
Bless her heart.
Yep.
So we're driving to Nerdtacular, and the guy that puts on Nerdtacular, he's doing a lot more stuff this year, and it costs a lot more money. So he started a Kickstarter. Have you heard of Kickstarter, Deidre?
Nope.
Kickstarter is a website where you can pitch an idea, and people can
pledge
money to your cause. Like anything. You can think of a business idea or whatever. And then if you get a certain amount, if you actually do what you said you were going to do, you get that money.
Right.
And then if you don't do it, then you don't get the money, and the people get to keep the money. So what this guy did, he started a Kickstarter. His goal was $5,000. He had a month. And when you give money, you get stuff. Like, there are different tiers. Like the more money you get, the more stuff you get. That's kind of how it works. Now it's up to,
$12,500.
$12,500.
And he has 200 people that have backed him up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're two of those people.
Yeah,
we're two. And he has been pledged $12,500.
Yeah, and he had a $5,000 goal. So in less than, if all those people pay, I mean, but some people won't pay. I think you can back out.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember, I think. But, I mean, he'll definitely get his goal. But I think it's pretty cool. He actually does a lot. I mean, he puts out a lot of his money to bring content to people. So we're going to be going out there. I'm excited, Deidre. You're going to see all my pictures. I'll be posting them and stuff. So that's June 23rd, which is also Jay's birthday.
Whoop, whoop.
So it'll be Jay's birthday when we're out there. So, Nerdtacular.
So, a birthday present.
I know, right?
Do you have any other?
Anything that doesn't fit in any other categories?
That you want to bring up?
Not that I can think of offhand. This has been a fun experience. It's kind of cool.
Cool.
I tell people, oh yeah, I'm on a radio show tonight.
That's awesome.
They're like, where can we tune in at? And then you'd be like, valentinecast.com, you know?
Yes.
So we're gonna make a quick trip down to Podcast of the Week. So
Podcast of the Week.
How's that, Jay, for me cutting you off? Oh, that was all right, Jay. I'm going to kick your butt for cutting me off.
You always cut everybody
off. Well, I cut myself off when I was talking.
So you just sit there and had a rant against yourself.
I did. It was awesome. Okay. So, yeah, we have a podcast of the week.
Yeah, we've actually had them on as a podcast of the week before, but since we guessed it on there, I decided to go on and talk about it. This is the Control Alt Wow podcast that I talked about earlier, with Aprillian, Tidra, Asheo, and El Jeppy. And you can see their podcast at controlaltwow.blogspot.com. This is the podcast where you were going to go if you just want to hear four people talking about the fun they've had in WoW, not necessarily the latest news, even though they do talk about the news, but it's not like it's not a very technical podcast.
But
it's fun stuff. So I just want to put that out there. Thanks, guys, for having us on. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. And we're definitely going to have, you know, some of those folks on the show, get some time scheduled and whatnot and everything. But,
So, Deidre, yes, you probably right. don't want anybody contacting you, right? You don't have
a website out there
or online presence, right? You don't really do that, right?
But an online presence? No, like, I wouldn't say I have an online presence. Right. I have a.
Nah.
Well, actually, we do.
Well, we do.
The Valentine podcast does. So if someone wanted to reach us by email, you can reach us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And you can also see our blog at ValentineCast. And our podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
Yeah, and if you want to call us, our phone number is 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. That is a Google Voice mail, so you'll be able to leave us a voicemail there. Video of the podcast, past podcast, right now can be seen at YouTube.com.
You're thinking about Nerdtacular.
/ValentineCast or Utah. if you'd like to reach me on Twitter, you can hit me on Twitter at The Cowboy. That's TheCaoBoi. And if you want to try to reach Renee, you can reach her at The Ice Flow. TheIceFlow. But yeah.
So that's the show.
You have any big plans this week, Deidre?
Just working my butt off this week, unfortunately. Yeah. But I've enjoyed being on the show.
We've enjoyed having you. This is awesome. We'll have to have you on in the future again sometime.
Yes, definitely. For sure.
Right. Well, Deidre, say a bye to everybody.
Bye, everybody. Nice meeting you. Even though I didn't actually meet you.
I think you did. You'll be surprised.
And I'm pretty sure we have some folks that today enjoyed you on the show, and we'll share that feedback with you. So give us an email, you can tweet us, you can do whatever, and we'll be there to listen.
All right, bye everybody.
Bye everybody. So
bye everybody.
Hold on, Deidre, while the music plays. You can talk, son. You can talk. You may speak now.